born to you a Savior. Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vaux.
A Gift for the Nations. Friday, January 2nd, 2026. The text is from Matthew chapter 2. After listening to the king, they, the wise men, went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. It's a lovely picture, isn't it? These respected wise men from foreign countries down on their knees in front of Jesus, offering him gifts. I wonder what the wide-eyed toddler made of their presence. I suspect Mary had to make sure he didn't put them in his mouth. But there are more gifts here than just gold and frankincense and myrrh. For Jesus himself is a gift, and not just to the Jewish people. God has given him to all the nations of the world as our Savior and Redeemer. These men on their knees are just the first of the Gentiles to worship him. During his life, he will serve and teach and preach and suffer, and ultimately give his life so that all humanity may live. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus will call us all back to God in joy and forgiveness. We pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us your Son, the best of all your gifts. Amen.